Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and we're not asking for any type of donations. Well, first of all, sir, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great, and thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary elections? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain.
And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for the local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Okay. And thank you again for your patience. What year were you born? Just a year.
1944.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Are you considered yourself to be white, African American, or black, Asian,
white.
Or Pacific Islander?
White.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off track on the wrong direction?
Fresno County, I think, is doing good.
And now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. And here's the first one. Homelessness, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, housing affordability, water policy, parental rights to education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living.
Public safety.
Public infrastructure like roads and bridges? And
no,
public safety or just public safety?
Public safety.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Here's the first one, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Steve Brandown?
Who?
Steve Brandown?
Don't know him.
What about Paul Tickles?
Don't know him.
Gavin Newsom?
Unfavorable. Very.
Okay. And what about Gary Redfield?
Don't know him.
Okay. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Paul Tickles, CPA and County Assessor, a Recorder, Steve Brandown, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefield, a Business and City Council Member, and Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote for?
Don't know yet.
Okay. And, well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? I have Mr. Bryce Herrera, Paul Tickles, CPA, Assessor, Recorder, and Steve Rundown, Gary Redfield, and Dion Bordes.
I don't have an opinion right now.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Supervisor, I do apologize, by Steve a rundown as county supervisor. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor.
Okay.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bedefield as the Fresno County Council member? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote
most
for
likely.
That kind of candidate?
Most likely.
The other one says a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno Veterans Administration.
Most likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Most likely.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Less likely.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Less likely.
A somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local tax and fees.
Likely.
A much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less likely.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you the statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. For each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Paul Pickles currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayers advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Pickles will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service for the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Paul Pickles?
No chance.
Excuse me?
No chance.
Okay. The other one says, Steve Rundown currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundown has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that you are a good chance to vote for him, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance,
chance
at all? Okay. And the last one here says Gary Bredefield currently serves as on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making mandate and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concepts are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there's a good chance, a fair chance, small chance or no chance at all to vote for him.
Chance.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for the Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Paul Dickles, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Steve Brundown, a County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Redfield, Businessman and the City Council Member, and Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote for?
Probably Redfield.
Redfield, okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
And we are starting to wrap this up. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you referring to high school diploma, GED, or college post, you know, vocational technical, or college graduate, or master's?
AA.
Okay. Thank you very much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Own.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.